everyone. Welcome back to The Coop with Meyer Hatchery, where we talk all things poultry in hopes of educating chicken keepers and inspiring future flock owners. I'm Megan, and I get to introduce to you Foulmouth Farmer. Now, I have no doubt that any of you who just recognized this name smiled, because if you've ever scrolled through Josh's TikTok, he has made you giggle or full-on belly laugh at one point or another. So without further ado, amazing at bringing humor and sarcasm into the poultry education, I would like to introduce to you Josh from Foulmouth Farmer. Josh, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Megan. How are you? I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I am great. I am good. Thanks for asking. I know I'm extremely excited for you to be here as well. Okay, so here's my first question. Are you ready? It's going to be a deep one.
Oh, God.
How's that chicken poo doing for your lips?
Okay, so I haven't dropped the video yet, and it's because I can't stop using it. Like, so when I made the video, I was talking about the old grandma's tale about using chicken poop on chapped lips, right?
Yeah.
Didn't know it was a brand.
Yeah.
Did not know the brand.
Oh.
But now I'm addicted to the actual brand chapstick.
Chicken poo chapstick. So those of you have not seen Josh's TikTok, he has a hilarious TikTok where he says, stop using chicken poo for your lips. It's not good. And then he has to go back and clarify that he had no idea that there was actually a brand name chicken poo chapstick. So of course, we had to send you some, right? I mean, it had to, you had to at least try it.
I love it. Thank you.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. Okay, so let's talk about Foulmouth Farmer. Where did that come from? I'm going to like jump out on a limb here and say maybe you swear a little.
Just a hair. Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's yeah, funny. In a former life, I worked in an emergency room, and then I left there and went into truck driving, and those two combined, you learn a very colorful language.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, I can tell. So,
and I've never grew up out of it.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's hard not to sometimes. I come from a military background, and I feel like it just flows naturally, even though I tried not to. So, okay, so tell us about your farm background and your expertise in turkey farming.
Okay, well, so here's the thing. I do not have the typical farm background, which is probably why I mess up constantly. But I grew up in more of a zoo background. So my grandparents farmed exotic animals. Huh. And part of those were pretty turkeys for petting zoos and stuff like that. So I am familiar with hatching and raising pretty much anything with feathers.
Okay.
And it's just, those skills came in real handy when I decided I wanted to raise clean meat.
Yeah.
And that's how I got started.
Okay.
But my family for my whole life has really raised our own poultry for food. We didn't do the grocery store thing.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So I've watched a couple of your most recent TED Talks, and you explained getting into turkey farming. You did the chickens, and people were requesting turkey meat.
Yeah. So I had some customers ask for turkey, and I had kind of like blew it off a couple times. And then I had a supplier, well, not a supplier, an organization say, hey, you should really do turkeys. This is the current market. And I was like, I'm in. So that's how the turkey started. But we do chicken all year. I'm going to try to do turkey all year, but it's really seasonal.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the seasonal aspect of it when people want the turkeys?
Yeah.
The ebb and flow from them specifically. Okay. Okay. So now, you know, I love your humor in your TikTok. That's what makes you enjoyable, when people can laugh and also learn. I mean, those are just two things that make it fabulous to watch you. That's what is so intriguing about all your TikToks. So how do you balance the humor and the information in your content?
Well, okay, so I'm a little bit of an antagonist, if you haven't noticed.
I love it.
People ask me about strategy. So my general strategy is just real simple. I will spit out two or three facts and then casually slip in a bit of known misinformation or something that's not quite correct that I know will get a comment or two.
The engagement.
Yes, it's engagement bait. Sorry, not sorry.
Ah, absolutely.
Because like in the poultry, especially the poultry world, people love to correct other people.
Oh, and, no way.
Right. So I'm like, why not use this to springboard onto other people's For You pages?
Yeah.
To kind of like, I don't know, entice people into the chicken mm-hmm. world, I guess.
Yeah. Like I'm going to try to push your button just so you come right. and engage. Yes. And have even hopefully conversations that spark yes. true education and true knowledge. That
right. So I get their negative comment.
Yeah.
And then I use that as a video reply, which gets views on the original video and the current video. I then get to turn that troll account into a follower.
Ah.
You know, so it just kind of snowballs from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But since I'm leaving TikTok and going to YouTube, I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to try it over there too. We shall see.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have you've started your YouTube and your Instagram as well, right? So now you have all three platforms.
Yes.
The trifecta. Look at you. Oof. Okay. So what do you think your goal is in educating people about poultry? So what's the biggest thing you want people to grasp out of your content?
Well, that's kind of a two-part answer to that. My first and main goal when I started my social media was to really show people how easy it was to raise and produce their own backyard poultry meat.
Clean meat.
Yes, clean meat. Yeah. I'm a huge supporter of any avenue of clean food. Mm-hmm. I hyper focus on it to a ridiculous extent sometimes.
Sometimes you nerd out a little too. That's fun.
I'm real bad about it. But in order to address a larger audience, my goal uh-huh. kind of changed to show people that raising poultry is not as difficult as.
Right.
You make it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So the pandemic brought a huge influx of new poultry keepers, and with that came an even bigger influx of misinformation and scammy products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and those things bother me. I can remember when my chickens did not have to have matching pastel curtains and lavender infused special gold hemp bedding floor. Personally, my chickens don't care where they poop.
Yeah.
You know.
No, absolutely agree. Mine don't either. It's everywhere. You know, their favorite spot though is like, you know, when you open your front door and that first step, that's normally the that's where
in
they
every coop.
That's their favorite spot.
Yes.
Okay, Josh. So let's talk about your turkeys. I know that you have the 12 chicken tractors with your turkeys, excuse me, with your chickens. So where do your turkeys sleep? Do they have a specific tractor? Or are they just free range?
Well, that's they do both, actually. So okay. we built the chicken tractors large enough to accommodate both species. Okay. And
it's like you prepared for night, chicken mass.
I did. I've been through this before.
Not your first rodeo.
No. So the turkeys sleep in chicken tractors. And I knew that the broad-breasted whites, once they fully mature, they don't care to fly. Like, they're too heavy to fly.
Right.
So I knew they would prefer to sleep on the ground, which mine do. Uh-huh. And I just let them have their own chicken tractor at night. They all cram into one. Why? I don't know. They have choice.
Okay. Yeah.
But in the mornings at 6 o'clock, we open the doors to all the tractors and everyone goes anywhere they want. So we are fortunate enough to have a 65 acre farm.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And no neighbors. Yeah. So
that's even better.
They can go wherever they want. And we just count at night and make sure everyone came home.
Everyone's nice and safe. I love it. So my favorite one of, I'm going to refer back to your TikTok feed probably too often because it's my favorite. One of my favorite ones is when you were like, this is a wild turkey. Oh, no, this is my turkey.
Funny story that happened yesterday afternoon. I went to grab a turkey and realized it had spurs this long and it was not my turkey.
Oh, so it really wasn't your turkey.
It was wild.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
My son's like, Dad, that doesn't belong to you.
That is so funny. It's not ours. Abort.
Then why is it here? It didn't run away.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, Josh. So This is the big one for the community because, you know, we have these chicks and these ducklings. But tell everyone, please, what is a baby turkey? What is it called?
A baby turkey is called a poult.
Okay,
Not
yes.
a chick, but a poult.
It is not a chick. It is a poult.
That's right.
Poult. Hopefully I spelled that wrong, right? I spelled it right, correct?
Poults.
Okay, see,
Yes.
a poult. It is not a chick, right?
Not a chick.
Not
Poult. Poult. They hatch fully fuzzy and down feathers,
Yes.
eyes completely open and ready to run around.
These big eyes, oh my goodness, they are so cute. They are adorable.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you have you do you ever hatch out your own turkeys?
No.
Okay, yeah. See, and I agree with you. I've hatched things before, and then I always go back to it's just easier to order from Meyer Hatchery, get your hens that you need, get the pullets. If you want a cockerel, you can grab one. But yeah, okay,
Yeah.
that's cool.
And so like the first time I ordered turkeys from Myers, I talked to a very sweet woman at the front counter. She's like, "You're calling 2 months late. You need to call in May." And I was like, "Thank you so much for the tip," she said, "but I can still gladly send you 120 turkeys." So I took them and it was the best decision of my life. Like I have ordered so many turkeys from all over the place.
Yeah.
And by far the Myers turkeys were so much easier. Like I had minimal loss,
That
minimal
is.
issues. It was great.
I love it. Okay, so tell us about the different types of turkeys that, or what is your favorite turkey to raise?
Okay, so my favorite turkey to raise so far is the broad-breasted white. So I bought
Okay.
them all to sell to our customers later after processing. But we had six or seven left over that have kind of become pets, and I just love their personality.
Yes.
But if I ever get to where I could have another one as a pet, I want a chocolate so bad.
Oh, yeah.
They are beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, I
But my
agree.
favorite is the broad-breasted white. My second favorite is the chocolate only because I don't own one yet.
Oh, soon it'll come. Soon you'll get one. Have no fear.
I know it's coming.
Okay, so you are in Florida, which has its own climate altogether, correct?
Correct. It's wild.
Okay, so how do the turkeys fare in your climate? Is there, I know that you've discussed brooding turkeys and how it's different where you live, and that's one thing that we love to, you know, highlight in many, many things is what ha works in Florida is not going to work in Montana. So
Yes.
tell us what works for you in Florida from brooding to housing. How does your climate affect that?
Okay, so our brooding changes on a day-to-day basis, especially seasonally. Like in the summertime, I may never turn on a heat lamp.
Yeah, ditto.
In the wintertime, I probably have five going at one time.
Yeah.
Like I think our low this year was, and I know this is going to be nothing for a northern person, but for a Florida person, 30 degrees or 28 degrees is
It's low.
life altering.
Yes.
It's
100%.
big business. It's bad business for us.
Yeah.
But as far as the heat and the climate here, summertime, maybe not, maybe I mean never use a heat source at all.
Right.
It really depends on the day to day.
I love that. I love that you do it. I love that on your TikTok you are very specific about, look, there's differences. Don't compare mine to yours if you are in Montana, you know?
Yes.
Do what works for you. Absolutely love that. Okay, so how do you raise turkeys alongside other poultry like your chickens?
Oh, friend, that is a very triggering question to the online poultry community. And no matter how I answer this question, I know there's going to be an angry chicken lady who has no problem dragging me in the comment section. But I'm going to say it. I
Bring
raise my turkeys with my chickens every day for
every day.
years.
Okay,
And
yeah.
yes, I know what blackhead is. I know microbiology. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's another thing that I love that you do. You pull in and you call it, I'm gonna get nerdy on you, you know,
I'm gonna
and
get nerdy.
you bring in all the facts, and that's why I say your humor with your poultry education is just this beautiful mix. on TikTok. So very well done, if I haven't complimented that yet.
Thank you.
Today. Okay, so now we've covered the TikTok aspect and we've covered some turkeys. Now, what about the actual business part of it? Because what we see you do, you're on TikTok. So what about the actual farming business, like the turkey farming? Now, you said that you got started because you had people interested in the turkeys. Do you market the turkeys after that, or is it just natural and word of mouth?
So at this point, full disclosure, I'm married to a wonderful travel nurse and she's only here every 3 months. So we schedule our butchering days every 3 months.
Okay.
Because it's me and my wife and the kids.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to process that many birds as one adult and five kids.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So we have a website and the customers have a login. We have our regular customers. I give them a login. They get first pick of everything. I know that I have certain families that want ground turkey all year long. And so I will produce just enough of that for just that family.
Okay.
But other than that, marketing wise, we do online, which is social media. We do a little bit of print. And most of it's word of mouth. We set up once a week at the local farmer's market. But other than that, we deliver to their door.
And so do you handle your website? Like, are you the...
Yep. That is
awesome. You're the tech man too?
I am. I'm trying.
I'm there. Oh, okay. So what is the hardest thing about the turkey business?
So honestly, it's probably the startup. So just like with pet chickens or starting a poultry business, your startup costs when poultry is astronomical.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times it doesn't have to be. So I'm just going to use the chicken tractors as an example.
Okay.
I looked at every market or every manufacturer from here to other countries and couldn't afford any of them because I was opening up on a very shoestring budget and learned that, hey, I'm not as big scale as the big farms. So I'm going to start with a Lowe's card. And I'm going to go get lumber and cow panels. And I saw some guy on Reddit who showed me how to do a hoop house on skids. And that's what we did. And it was a fraction of the cost. And now I hold twice as many birds as I would have with something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is a lot more work.
Yeah. Getting, starting up like that. No, I agree. Especially, I think you can take anything in farming and the startup is just...
Yes.
Huge. Yeah. No.
And that bothers me. Like, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. That's something that bothers me that new chicken keepers, even new pet chicken keepers have to overcome is not only navigating the scams in the marketing of all of it, but to find a quality product, but then to pay the cost of a quality product when all they wanted was a pet chicken.
Right. Yeah,
and I hate that that discourages so many families from getting their first chickens because I believe every house in America should have at least a chicken.
Agreed completely. And I think, you know, a lot of people go into it was like, oh, I want free eggs. And then they're like, oh, but I have to buy this coop. And oh, but I have to buy this. And oh, but I need to buy this. And so it's very overwhelming and almost to the point where they're like, yeah, I'm good. Chickens aren't for me. So I think it is a huge hurdle for a lot of new chicken keepers to get over. So that's a great point, especially. So how far in, how many years do you feel like you really started making a profit on the things since it was such a big dive in at the beginning? When did you start?
How long have I been in the green? About 5 minutes.
Is it ever really in the green? No, that's how I feel sometimes.
If anybody ever tells you their business is in the green and they're a single family thing, and they're not. But so I don't want a business that is so big that it is more than a one or two adult kind of job.
Yeah.
I think what makes my little farm profitable and popular around here is, number one, the customers know and like me as a person.
Absolutely.
They know and like my wife as a person.
Yep.
And they know they can come down that very long driveway right there anytime they please and see exactly where their food is coming from.
Yes.
And that small customer base is the only one that I worry about. So yes. Getting any bigger, I'm not interested in being bigger at all.
Well, and I think as a customer, you know, if I'm looking for that, it's easy to see the heart in your business. And therefore, that puts way more priority in my book than anything else. Even if you were to grow tenfold, it's still, if I saw you had the heart. And so I think that's a wonderful business base. And I'm assuming that that is what customers come back for every time.
We've been invited to like the retail side, like the wholesale retail. Mm-hmm. So we've been invited to the grocery store. But with that would come a new level of USDA permits and a whole bunch of worry that I just don't want. So we stick with the lowest option. So legally the most we can do a week is 300 chickens. That's more than I want to move through.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't want any more than that.
Yeah. No.
Hope that, I never reach that limit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I have a really good market here that likes what they have.
Absolutely. I love it. Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to think about it. And people go into the business or go into wanting the business and forget about the legality aspect of everything. So that's a good.
Yes.
We won't go into
the
that
first
subject.
Raw paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's just funny what you, and then you have people out there that like to scroll and be like, I need to see your this certification and this. And you're like, okay, I'll get it for you because they're always going to be there. I feel like so.
Yep.
Okay. So do you incorporate any sustainable practices in your farming method? Like tell us, I know that you rotate, correct, your tractors.
Yes.
Right. So, or what farming methods do you say you use? Like if someone were to ask you how you farm.
So I will go down this rabbit hole, but I don't think
you can nerd out if you need to.
Okay. So let's nerd out. Okay.
Soil, on the, bring it the soil, the, come on. I know that you have it all.
So I got started. So there's a practice called permaculture, right? And it's not used on a large scale necessarily that I know of. Don't drag me yet. I love permaculture. If you like to grow things, look into permaculture. And
we have a blog on that. If anyone's wondering, we will link it below.
Yes. And check, I've read it. Check it out.
Okay, yeah.
So as far as sustainable practices, my wife hates this. If I can't reuse it or use it in multiple fashions, so like everything has more than one purpose, I don't want it.
Right.
So our chickens, we put them on the pasture just like everyone else. And that's because when we bought this farm, the soil had never, they had grown the same crop over and over until all the microbes in the soil were dead. They're gone.
Yep. Absolutely.
I couldn't have grew a weed if I wanted to.
Right.
But since we've been running chickens on it and just jacking the nitrogen sky high, I need to buy a bigger lawnmower. It's insane.
Beautiful.
So I love anything sustainable agriculture. I will read all kinds of stuff online and go, I'm going to try that. Oh, I've never thought about using that or this or that. And so I see the chickens and turkeys as a tool. Not just to cut the grass and to feed the soil, but to also, if I want to put a garden there, I'm going to leave them there an extra week because they're going to strip the first 3 inches. And I don't have to till. I don't have to do anything but throw the seed in the ground and kick over it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so tell us how you stay updated on industry trends.
Ooh, okay. Fixing to make them mad again. I don't.
Yes.
I follow my customers. We don't deal with commercial operations or big retail chains.
Yeah.
So we deal directly with the consumer. No middleman. That's the law. So I know where all my customers live. I know their stories. I know their kids. They know ours. So in turn, they know exactly where their dinner comes from, who raised it, what it was fed, and they get to tell me what's important to them.
Absolutely. So
just like how we started with chickens, they said, hey, Josh, I'd really like some turkey. Can you do turkeys? And I have a bad habit of saying yes before I think things through.
Don't talk to my husband because he would say the exact same thing.
I think all chicken people are like that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I do whatever my customers ask, and usually it's the same day they ask it.
Okay.
That's my trend.
You know what? And it's probably the best trend ever. So I love it. Okay. So you obviously are a technology person with your website and your TikTok. Now, does that play into turkey farming any? Do you have any technology things that you use, or is it just your camera and your TikTok?
So I try not to necessarily mix my crazy TikTok antics too much with my actual business.
Got it.
Like I'll discuss it, but like, you never know who you're going to trigger online, kind of thing. So I kind of keep a little bit of a distance there. But as far as technology, not only has TikTok been a positive influence on my personal life, but it's also made a really big positive influence on the life of my farm. I learned a lot from other people.
Right.
And that you get to see in real time, hey, this is what I'm trying, and this is how it's worked out for me in this climate. And I've been able to implement so many new things just from having that technology available. But to keep going, without technology, I couldn't do my taxes. We wouldn't have a website. I couldn't call and order turkeys every year from Myers.
Yes. Yeah.
Technology is everything.
Okay. So nutrition. So nutrition and cooking. What are the nutritional benefits of turkey meat?
All right.
Or just good. Are you going to get nerdy? Come on.
I'll just a touch nerdy. Okay. My favorite parts about chicken meat. It's extremely low in fat. So like if you've never cooked turkey before, especially ground turkey, you're going to burn it up. If you want a little bit of grease in there, drop you a dollop of bacon grease, and that's low and slow, but it's so good. It low fat and a ridiculous high proteins. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part is when you raise them on pasture, studies very clearly show the iron and the potassium and the zinc straight up.
Love it.
Straight up off the charts. It's amazing. And it's so versatile. So like you say, people think turkey meat, their first thought is either a whole turkey at Christmas or Thanksgiving or sliced deli meat.
Yeah.
Turkey meat is so much more than that.
Yeah. In spaghetti. And it's so versatile. Yes. Yes.
And it's usually cheaper.
It really is, isn't it?
It's regionally, that's regionally based, and everyone's experiences are going to differ.
A little different. Don't come at us if yours is super expensive. Although we might have said it to engage you to say something. Who knows?
Go ahead. Leave that comment.
Yeah, right. We love it. Okay. So what is your favorite way to cook a turkey? What is your preference in eating a turkey?
Okay.
Meat.
Throughout the year, I'm a ground turkey kind of guy.
Okay. Yep.
Kids and I, we eat a lot of ground turkey. Mm-hmm. However, my favorite thing is a 12-hour brined, draped in butter-soaked cheesecloth whole bird.
Yum.
Yeah. Like, that's my... And
I'm starving.
Yeah, I will do it two or three times a year just to do it. Like, I have so much fun cooking a whole bird.
Oh, that sounds so good. I love them. Smoked, and then again, I like them fried. But just on the day-to-day basis, I'm totally spaghetti. Instead of ground beef, do ground turkey. So good.
You can put it in Hamburger Helper. Anywhere you can use ground beef, you can use ground turkey.
Absolutely. Yeah, or even turkey burgers. We had some friends one day. They were like, oh, are y'all like not beef people? I'm like, no, we're beef people, but we also enjoy the turkey. Now, the turkey you have to like mix with other things, preferably bacon or fatty things to get the burger good, but it's still decent.
Yeah, you know, another thing, like, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt here, but
do it.
The ground turkey, well, actually turkey meat in general, is very similar, if not a little bit better than chicken meat at absorbing liquids and juices. So I think that's why we really choose whole turkeys for Thanksgiving, is because they hold so much more flavor.
Yes.
And the turkey breast, let me tell you, if you like to eat chicken breast, whether you fry it or you saute it or whatever,
okay, grill it.
It's a typical turkey breast is like what, half a pound, depending on the bird. Turkey breast, double it. It's a whole meal in itself.
Huh. Of course it is.
Love turkey meat.
Oh.
I'm not an anti-beef guy. Like you said, I'm not an anti-beef guy, whatever. I love a good cheeseburger.
Yeah, absolutely. But
turkey meat does just the same thing.
Yeah.
So and it's good. Just a lot leaner. If you want to like lose weight maybe, or just, you know, worry more about your heart health, a lean meat like turkey will be your best friend.
Yeah. So good. I love it.
Not a doctor, by the way.
I'm starving. What time is it? Good gracious. Look what you got me all. Like,
you're getting me hungry. Let's keep going.
Tummy's rumbling. Okay. So I have, I don't know if this is a question as much as a confession.
Oh God.
However, I have a white chicken coop.
No, you don't.
I do.
Are you aware that chickens projectile poop?
It's white on the outside, okay?
I can't keep a straight face.
It's not on the inside.
Do you know how bad I got dragged online for that video? And do you know how happy that made me?
Made me happy because I saw it and I'm like, oh, I have a white chicken coop.
Okay, so like full disclosure, I knew that was gonna happen. I knew I was gonna make a whole lot of Instagram chicken mamas mad.
Okay, so tell all the people listening what you did. Tell them what it was. Tell them what that TikTok was.
I may or may not have took a whole bunch of video or a whole bunch of pictures off of Google and Facebook and places of white chicken coops. And they're always pristine clear.
They're
always Instagram perfect.
Yes, Joanna Gaines catalog. Just
perfect. Yeah, straight up bougie chickens. Girl, my chickens poop everywhere. They will Sherwin Williams that white wall in a heartbeat. So I kind of made a video poking fun at white chicken coops online.
Oh.
And the first time I posted it, I woke up and it gave me an anxiety attack and I deleted it because there were thousands of comments.
You did?
Thousands of comments.
That is hilarious.
So I posted it again.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's try this again. Like, I'm part of an agency and like a friend of mine in the agency is like, post it again. Are you crazy? Put it back.
Yeah.
I was like, but they're dragging me. They don't understand the humor. He's like, it doesn't matter.
That's the beauty of it.
And so what you see on my account now is literally the second posting, and it's not as, doesn't have half the views that the first one did, but the comments, if you just read through the comments, you'll find some real negative ones. But I stand by what I said. Don't paint your chicken coop white. This ain't Instagram.
My chicken coop is white on the outside, and the inside, it is totally plain and full of splatters.
I talk a lot of smack about chicken coops for a guy who doesn't own one.
That's hilarious.
They're all chicken tractors, and I have waited so long for someone to say, who are you? You don't even have a real chicken coop.
I have a chicken coop.
And nobody said it yet, and I'm kind of heartbroken about it.
All right, so we're expecting a comment like that at some point in time, people. Come on.
I'm begging for it. And it's so funny, like, we're bringing this conversation up because I really want to partake in the Myers coop tour.
Yeah. Oh, so, you're in.
Oh, I'm so excited. So it's going to be bougie and the walls are going to be white just to trigger comments. My wife, God love this woman. I love her so much. She bought me I don't know what it is, but it's a big old metal building that we use for a little brooder house right now. It's got all kinds of, there's poults on one side and chicken babies on the other, and they're just everywhere.
Multi-purpose. Didn't you say that's what things are for?
Yeah, it's multi-purpose. Well, when she gets home, she doesn't know it yet, but we're going to gut it. And God love her. She'll be just as happy to do it as I am. But we're going to gut it. And I want to put a whole big row of nest boxes and stuff and just turn it into a coop.
Please put curtains on them.
Absolutely not. No, ma'am.
If you're painting it white, you got to put the curtains. If you're going all out with the white, you gotta really do the curtains, right?
Well, it's a metal building, so I don't have to worry about the mics being in the wood or anything.
Okay.
Listen, I was talking mad smack. I was just being funny about the white chicken coops, but I'm a jerk about them curtains now.
I don't have curtains. Okay, can we still be friends?
We can still be friends.
Okay, good. Okay, so Josh, thank you so much for joining the coop, guys. I hope you laughed at least once. And if you want to really belly laugh and really see what we're talking about, head over to Foul Mouth Farmer on TikTok, Instagram, and now YouTube, right? We'll be sure and link all of that down in the comments. Josh, thank you again so much for joining us. We hope you had fun as well.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And remember, life is better because we have turkeys.